Lady Rosalynn Carter has died at the age of 96. She was married to former President Jimmy Carter for more than 77 years. The Carter Center says she died today after living with dementia and suffering many months of declining health. It was announced last week on Friday that she was put into hospice care. Paul Brandis, who's a longtime White House correspondent and also an author of several books on the presidency, joins us to talk about Rosalynn Carter's legacy. And Paul, thank you so much for taking the time to be here today. And let's get right into it. She was called the co-president in many ways, so it's easy to say that there wasn't a President Jimmy Carter without Rosalynn Carter.
Well, it's often like that for a lot of presidents, but in the case of the Carters, it was particularly so. During the 76 campaign, you know, when he was out on the road, she would go from small town to small town in New Hampshire and Iowa and all the early states and so forth. She would visit radio stations and newspapers and go to community event after community event, you know, touting her husband. She was just a tireless on his behalf. So it's unclear whether he would have even been elected were it not for this incredible work that she did. And she did it rather quietly, didn't get a lot of attention from the mainstream media then. But boy, she really worked tirelessly for him. That's how he was elected.
And we even saw her sent as on a mission to Latin America, where she was actually influencing, you know, and talking to leaders, global leaders on her own as she was sent over.
Well, that's one thing that might have brought her some of the criticism that she had. Sometimes first ladies, Hillary Clinton, for example, they get involved in certain issues, and some members of the public, at least, and the media are critical of that. They think that first lady should do sort of first lady things, whatever that means. But she was really an advocate for issues that her husband, the president, cared about. So that's what she did. You know, there's one other thing. There's a thing about the Carters that I find just amazing. Aside from the fact that you mentioned during your lead-in that they were married for an incredible 77 years. They were married in 1945. They actually met way earlier than that, way back in August 1927, if you can believe that. The president's mother, Miss Lillian Carter, she was a neighbor and a nurse who delivered Rosalynn. She actually brought Jimmy, who was then all of 3 years old, to meet the new baby. I don't think either one of them remember that, but it's incredible just how far back those two actually go, all the way back to 1927. Of course, they wouldn't be married for another 18 years. So they literally spent their entire lives together. It's just an amazing story.